Republican lawmakers didn't hide their agenda in approving North Carolina's new congressional district maps last week. Here's Representative David Lewis.
We believe this map will produce an opportunity to elect 10 Republican members of Congress.
Of course, Republicans had to redraw the maps because a federal court ruled the 1st and 12th districts were illegally gerrymandered along racial lines. Supporters of nonpartisan redistricting are trying to take advantage of the controversy. They say it's another example of why there's a need for a new and fairer system. WFAE's David Borax reports.
For decades when they ruled North Carolina, Democrats drew district maps to their advantage. Since Republicans took over in 2011, they've been doing the same, aided by technology and with increasing chutzpah. Gerrymandering is a political fact of life, and that ticks off many voters. Charlottean Harry Taylor, who has run for Congress, spoke at a February 15th hearing in Charlotte on the new congressional maps.
The promise of democracy is that every single one of us should every single day have a chance to participate in the future of our country. And by rigging votes, which is what gerrymandering does, by rigging votes, you're taking that opportunity away from vast parts of the population of this country.
One solution, an independent redistricting commission, was on the mind of Scott Huffman of Charlotte.
I hope and expect you to form an independent commission. That way we can establish fair districts. That way everybody's vote counts.
The new maps unveiled last week make big changes in North Carolina's congressional districts. They're less spread out, touch fewer counties, and reduce the concentration of African Americans in the 1st and 12th districts, the two that were challenged in federal court. Representative Paul Stamm, a Republican from Wake County, calls the new districts legally clean as a whistle, but he sympathizes with disenchanted voters.
Legally is not the only criteria. I think people would have more confidence in the fairness of the process if the process was changed.
Stamm is a longtime advocate of nonpartisan redistricting, filing half a dozen bills since 1989, none of which ever became law. Jane Pinsky has been working on the issue for the past 9 years as director of the North Carolina Coalition for Government and Lobbying Reform. She thinks the recent federal court ruling gives new momentum to the fair redistricting movement.
North Carolina's had about 30 judicial interventions in slightly over 30 years. And every time it delays elections, it costs us money, it creates uncertainty. That's just not something we need, and we think that now is the moment to talk about future redistricting.
And it creates a system, she says, is
like the fox guarding the hen house. It's in their interest to draw districts that keep themselves and their parties in power. That is not necessarily in the interest of all of us who are North Carolinians.
While congressional districts are getting the attention now, Pinsky says the process also needs to be changed for statehouse districts, many of which aren't competitive. This year, 54 General Assembly candidates face no opposition in primaries or the general election. That's out of 120 House and 50 Senate seats.
When districts aren't competitive, then candidates don't have to work to get people's votes, and they end up not caring about what their constituents think.
The big question is how to fix the system. One idea is to let an independent commission draw congressional district lines, as is done in four western states. Another, which Representative Stamm now favors, would have nonpartisan state staffers draw maps using neutral criteria. For example, districts would have to be compact and contiguous. Lawmakers could either reject or approve the plan, but not amend it. That's how it's been done in Iowa since 1980. Citizen voices are what's being lost with the current system, says Tom Ross. He's the former head of the UNC system, now at Duke University on a fellowship studying redistricting reform.
I truly believe that fixing this problem is something we've got to do. If we don't, I think over time, our democracy will erode. People will have less and less confidence in our form of government, and that scares me a great deal.
Most voters want change, says political scientist Michael Bitzer of Catawba College.
The practical reality of it, however, is that those in power are not willing to give up power.
Just look at what happened before Republicans took over the statehouse in 2011. Democrats were still in control, and Stamm says they rejected his call for a nonpartisan redistricting deal.
I recall very well in 2009 offering this to the Democrats and specifically told them, this is your chance. You don't know who's going to win. But they were so sure they were going to win that they decided to roll the dice.
Stam doesn't think a nonpartisan redistricting bill will come up again at the legislature until 2017. Whenever it happens, he won't be there to support it. He's stepping down at the end of his term this year. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.